It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Again, the shootings at a King Soopers in South Boulder Monday killed 10 people, including a police officer. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
At a press conference Monday night, Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty said city, state, and national officials are working together to investigate.
These were people going about their day, doing their food shopping, and their lives were cut abruptly and tragically short. I promise the victims and the people of the state of Colorado that we will secure justice and do everything we must do to get justice in this case.
One suspect who was injured is in custody and being treated. Boulder police cannot yet say what the shooter's motive might have been. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
The police officer who died in the shooting was Eric Talley, the first law enforcement on the scene yesterday. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold spoke about him and the other victims last night.
My heart goes out to the victims of this incident. And I'm grateful for the police officers that responded. And I am so sorry about the loss of Officer Talley.
There are more details and accounts from witnesses and pictures of what happened at CPR.org, and we expect to know more through the day. Elected leaders in Metro Denver say their transportation system needs more state funding. Jackie Millay is chair of the Metro Mayor's Caucus and the mayor of Lone Tree. She says a legislative proposal to raise fees for transportation doesn't set aside enough money for cities dealing with traffic and environmental issues.
We will make the very best use of that money to address those challenges. But I do fear that there will be additional contributions required from local governments to address need.
State leaders say their funding bill will be introduced in the next few weeks. It would raise fees on things like gasoline, electric vehicles, and Uber rides. Colorado weather is cloudy, staying cool for a couple of days with rain and snow here and there through most of this week around Denver and along the Front Range and in the mountains. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.